Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
For what you're trying to accomplish with the strategic deworming program is to actually deworm the pasture, and what you want to do is reduce the parasite burden on the pasture. If you're a cow-calf producer, you can do this by deworming the cattle 6 to 8 weeks after grass greens up. And then, if you're in the deep south, do it again with one of the self-deworming forms about 6 weeks later. The stocker producer should deworm day zero at turnout and then deworm again at 28 days and 56 days later. At day zero, you use two different classes of dewormer concurrently. And at 28 and 56 days, you use one of the Safeguard self-deworming forms. The nice thing about Safeguard is we have a form that will work in just about any producer situation. The benefits from doing this, if you're a cow-calf guy, come in the form of increased conception rates and greater weaning weights. If you're a stocker guy, it's actually about 30 to 40 pound advantage over a grazing season.
Well, expect a typical sleepy Tuesday in cattle country today with neither bids nor feedlot asking prices well-defined. We really don't anticipate much action until Thursday or Friday of this week. Now, Monday represented first notice day for Spot April Live. Not surprisingly, given the recent strength of basis levels, CME officials announced zero delivery interest on Monday. Activity in cattle feeding country was typically limited to the distribution of new show lists. Ready numbers were generally larger yesterday, with only Nebraska showing more steers and heifers. Asking prices were not well defined. According to the closing report, the national hog base is 21 cents higher compared with the prior day settlement. The corn board closed narrowly mixed, locked in a narrow range by large planting intentions on one side and dry conditions in Brazil on the other. Equities closed low, pressure from a decline in oil prices. Continued commercial buying in overnight in the corn overnight indicates domestic cash sales remain low despite abundant old crop stocks while demand picks up pace. Soybeans were near unchanged while wheat contracts were lower. The global investment community will keep a close eye on Japan's Nikkei following another 390-point sell-off overnight. The Dow Jones Industrial Average futures are posting triple-digit losses this morning, and the U.S. dollar index is posting a solid rally. Now, winter wheat futures finished low yesterday, and spring wheat was mostly unchanged. Wheat export inspections of 11.7 million bushels were in line with forecasts, and traders wait winter wheat's condition in this week's crop progress reports. Corn futures held near unchanged as support from better-than-expected weekly export inspections of 41.5 million bushels were countered by ongoing pressure from last week's bearish USDA acreage report. And soybean futures closed lower yesterday on disappointing weekly export inspections of 7.5 million bushels and on technical selling after May tested overbought levels on technical charts on Friday and early on Monday. Complete check of all the futures right after this.
The folks at Superior Video Livestock Auction have got a huge sale coming this Friday, April 8th, broadcast on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on www.superiorclicktobid.com. The video auction started at 8 a.m. Central Time. We'll be offering 45,000 head, 11,700 yearling steers, 7,400 yearling heifers, 11,500 wean calves, and 12,100 calves on cows. If you want more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117.
Well, now the April live cattle futures up 22 cents at 133.20. June was up 10 at 123.67. April feeder cattle up 47 at 156.67, and the May was unchanged 154.70. April hogs down 12 cents, 67.67, and the May was down 50 cents at 75 even. Kansas City wheat, May down 2.5, 475 and a quarter. July was down about 2 cents at 486 and a half. May wheat in Chicago down a penny at 474 and three quarters. July was down 1 and three quarters at 481 and a quarter. May corn up a half penny, 354 and a half, and July was unchanged at 357 and three quarters. May soybeans down 4 and three quarters at 913 and a half. July was down 4 and a half at 921 and a half. May cotton up 17, 59.13. July was up 15 at 58.80. On the crude oil, May down 3 at 35.66. June down 4 at 36.99. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.